You're listening to a Health Shorts podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
A 14-year-old girl from Mumbai, India's thriving financial capital, reportedly died by suicide. The cause? Unawareness and misinformation regarding her first menstrual cycle and the pain that comes with periods. Welcome to Health Shots in Focus, your weekly dose of wellness. Well, since the underlying effort behind this podcast is to bring thought-provoking monologues to spark a dialogue, I couldn't settle on a more unsettling topic for this week. Period poverty, menstrual myths, and question why just this aspect of a woman's health is ignored and overlooked rather than celebrated. So, hear me out and hear your inner voice. I clearly remember the night my first period hit me. I was in the fifth grade, probably around 13 years old. I have vivid memories because it was the first time in my life I was stepping out for an overnight picnic at school. I was excited until I saw blood on my underwear, right before I was all set to go. I had no idea where this came from or what did I do. My mind was caught in a whirlwind of emotions, but I mustered the courage to ask my mother. She quickly reached out for a hidden bag from her cupboard and gave me a strange cotton pad. It required strings to be kept in place. My mom told me, "Wear this and listen. This will happen every month from now on. It happens to every girl when she grows up. I will tell your teacher, but don't tell anyone else." And off I went, living through the agony, pain and confusion of vaginal bleeding, without really knowing why it happens. Well, eventually I knew, but the point is, my menstrual education at home was nil. As much as I would like to think that this is only my personal story, the sad reality is that it is not. According to UNICEF, a mere 13% of Indian girls are aware of menstruation before experiencing their first period. This naturally leads to misconceptions and inadequate menstrual hygiene practices, putting women at risk of infections and other health issues. It's a perplexing scenario, really. On one hand, there are femtech innovations that are taking the period care market to new heights. There are tampons, menstrual cups, period underwear and whatnot. On the other end of India's diverse socioeconomic landscape are women who continue using dirty pieces of cloth, sand, ash and sawdust to soak menstrual blood. Also, irrespective of their social status, women are united in facing the stigma around periods. The degree may vary, but they face it nevertheless. The good thing is, this can change. Women need to stop telling their daughters or sisters to be embarrassed about periods. They need to stop filling young minds with the myth that menstrual blood is impure. The question is, why be embarrassed about something that empowers you to bring new life into the world? Besides this, prepare little ones for their first period. Like all first experiences in life, it can be daunting and terrifying. But if they are armed with the right information, it will help them manage it better. If any of you feel the need to educate a little girl about what her first period may be like, keep listening for some common questions and their doctor-bagged answers. The first is, when can I expect my first period? Well, the average age for the first period is between 10 to 12 years. This may vary depending on your body mass index, stress levels, or hormonal balance. You may also begin to notice signs of puberty, breast growth, followed by growth of underarm and pubic hair, increase in height, and change of body shape. If bleeding does not start by the age of 15, it would be best to consult a gynecologist. The second question could be, what are some early signs of the first period? Well, you should look out for increased vaginal discharge, lower abdominal cramps, acne, abdominal bloating, and extreme mood swings, besides some of the other signs I mentioned in the first query. The third question could be, what color will my first period be? Well, the color of your first period can vary from dark brown to bright red to dark red. And how much can I expect to bleed? The nature of your first period can vary from mild spotting to slightly heavier flow with small clots. The fifth question could be, how long will my first period last? For some girls, the first period might only be spotting for a couple of days. For others, it can last a week. The average duration of a period is between 2 to 7 days. For the first 3 years after the period starts, the number of days of flow as well as the gap between two periods can fluctuate. If there's too much of it, reach out to your gynecologist. The sixth and very important question is, how can I take care of myself? Firstly, don't freak out. Educate yourself about the various menstrual hygiene products available. You could choose from sanitary pads and menstrual cups to tampons and period underwear, depending on your comfort. Experiment with options if you need to, and make the best choice for yourself. As for managing those excruciating cramps, use the good old hot water bag on the lower abdomen. Ensure you keep yourself hydrated, keep yourself physically active, and rest too. We women are often taught to be unstoppable even during those days of the month. But here's what every woman needs to hear. It's okay to rest when your body needs it. Don't feel guilty about it, and don't teach other women to feel apologetic about it too. Don't be afraid to ask questions or seek support from trusted adults or healthcare professionals. And most importantly, embrace menstruation as a unique aspect of womanhood and celebrate your body's natural rhythms. That's all for today's Health Shots in Focus episode. Let us continue breaking the stigma and empowering women to prioritize their menstrual health. Do join us for the next dose of wellness. Until then, stay informed and stay healthy. This podcast episode is produced by Shruti Pal and edited by Amrinder Singh. This is Radhika Bhirani signing off. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.